In this Christmas episode, I discuss some of the gifts that keep on giving and entertain a statement that I often hear. I'm a visual person. And so I discuss what you may want to visualize, namely the interest. And we just talked about mortgages as an example. I had fun doing so, and I hope you do as well. Financial autonomy is what we're seeking. Welcome to the Bank Your Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery, and I'm here at the world headquarters of Banking with Life, about 20 miles south of Fort Worth, Texas, you know, where the girls are pretty, the grass is green, and the cow, you know, produces the best beef. Okay. So thank you for being here. I'm excited you're here. This is going to be our Christmas special. You know, we've had fun over the last several years doing these. And I want to point out, I want to be crystal clear here, just because these are episodes, you know, holiday episodes, Christmas episode, Thanksgiving episode, New Year's episode, I want to encourage you to go and look at some of the works that we've done previously on these quote unquote specials. There are some really good information in there, in my opinion. You know, there are some really important and interesting and knowledgeable points that are being made. And so I don't want you to jump over these episodes just because, you know, I'm wearing, you know, some Christmas, you know, paraphernalia. Okay. So my encouragement is don't jump over these specials. As an example, the Thanksgiving special of 2024, that was a long run. You know, I think it went about an hour, a little over an hour. There's some really good finer points in there if you'll take the time to listen to it. So that's my encouragement. You know, I want to talk about some things like the gifts that keep on giving, the gift to yourself, financial freedom, truly financial autonomy, okay? And then the importance of learning and education and not just learning for the sake of learning to have knowledge, but learning with, you know, acquiring the knowledge, but beyond acquiring the knowledge to the application. You know, knowledge does nothing for you unless you take action on it, okay? So my encouragement is to learn and take action, but I'm going to talk about these things, some of the gifts that keep on giving, for example, and I want to start with one of the gifts that keeps on giving is, of course, the work that Nelson Nash himself did. You know, he was the discoverer of the infinite banking concept. He seen what was already in existence, the ability to borrow or collateralize whole life insurance policies, all right? And the contractual right to do that. His story is in the beginning pages of his book, Becoming Your Own Banker. And I'm not going to retell his story or go into depth on this. Talk about a gift. I'm not going to go into depth on his book and talk about a gift. 92 pages, big print, lots of illustrations. This is so simple. I appreciate the simplicity. And in fact, I believe that the simplicity of the infinite banking concept in Nelson's work is a gift. And it shouldn't be overlooked. You know, now you can complicate the fire out of anything. And if you're a life insurance agent, you know, you can really complicate the fire out of anything. And my point here is you don't have to. It's very simple. Okay. But I want to be encouraging. Nelson's book is a gift that keeps on giving. And I appreciate the simplicity of his book. And my encouragement is to take time to read it and to educate yourself. Okay. Then I want to talk about the Banking with Life channel, this very channel. Banking with Life, it's the gift that keeps on giving. I kind of referenced it earlier, some of the pre-released episodes, you know, just some of the stats. We have over 414 videos publicly. Now, there's more videos that are not publicly available. You have to be a client to access those. There are over 240 episodes, free, freely available, free, no cost. There are about 50 Q&As. These are the questions and answer episode. 50, and I don't know how many questions I typically answer on one of those, 4 to 6 questions per episode. Those are questions that came from across the country, real live people asking real questions. You know, we ferret out the bogus questions from insurance agents that are just trying to promote their channel. I mean, I'm telling you, 50, let's say there's, you know, 5 questions on average. I really don't know how many questions are in each episode or per episode. But and that could be over 250 questions answered free, easily accessible. I'm just saying that's a gift that keeps on giving. You know, I've like you, like many of us, you know, we can forget. We have a great, you know, idea one day or a great question that's pressing on us one day, and then we forget it a week later. I don't know. That's a resource that's free and easily available, and my encouragement is to go back and take advantage of that, right? That's a gift that keeps on giving. And then I'm going to say it for the third time. Some of these episodes, these specials that we call them, whether they're Q&A or, you know, they're a New York, they're a New Year's episode, Christmas episode, Thanksgiving episode, there is good content. There are great points that would be of interest to you if you have any interest in practicing the infinite banking concept. So my encouragement is to go take advantage of those gifts because they're free. All right, go take advantage of them. Before we continue with some of the gifts, right, that keep on giving and the encouragement, with this is actually encouragement too. I want to address a very common question or statement that I've heard lately, have heard for the last 20 years, and I know if you're an agent or advisor, you hear it very regularly as well. And it's this statement along the lines of this. But I'm a visual person, and I need to see how this idea, this infinite banking concept, or how becoming your own banker can help me. I'm a visual person. Oh, my gosh, I've talked about, you know, the dependency throughout the last however many years we've been doing this podcast, 6-7 years. And so my encouragement is for you, the consumer, you know, don't become dependent upon an agent, an advisor, or any calculators like, oh, I got to see the Excel spreadsheet or, you know, what have you. And you as the agent advisor, don't become dependent upon your upline, quote unquote, somebody, you know, that like a life insurance company building you illustrations and, you know, just be free and independent. That's the very essence of becoming your own banker. If you don't have financial freedom, there you can't have any other freedom. They don't exist. Okay, but I want to talk about this. I'm a visual person. I got to see how it can help me, and which is a fair statement. I'm a visual person too. Look at all the props. You know, I got a Santa hat on, right? Got a beautiful Christmas tree. I'm a visual person too. And my encouragement is, well, let me tell you a story. Our daughter is 17 now. Okay. And back when she was going to school and it was, you know, a little Christian private school, she's in the third or fourth grade, somewhere around in there. She comes home and we had story time every night. You know, we read books, told stories, you know, and so we're laying in bed one evening and she was explaining to me how that some of her cohorts in class were having trouble with math, right? And had been having trouble with math for, you know, a minute. And the teacher started to teach these children to put a finger to their chin while they're counting and going through the numbers and whatever math they were doing at the time, right? And she was showing me how that, you know, she was taught to do that day. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. And so as a young lady, I said, listen, Riley, that's okay, but you don't need to do that. You don't, you've only got 10 fingers, right? And I don't know what they're teaching, but you do not have to do that, you know? And I don't know, maybe it's some kind of a new kinesthetic lesson. I don't know. Okay. But I said, no, Riley, just close your eyes. Eyes closed? Yeah. Can you envision the number one in your mind? Oh, yeah. No problem. Okay. Can you envision another number one, like one plus one? Oh, yeah. And you already see the two, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I don't know how much time we spent. We spent that evening and several others just doing mental gymnastics, visualizations that way. And And she never did become dependent upon touching her index finger or finger to her chin. Thank goodness. And I'm not saying this is the cause at all, but, you know, this young lady is now a junior. You know, she's been pre-AP courses, you know, Algebra 1, Algebra 2, you know, dual credit courses. I mean, she took, like, algebra in eighth grade. So, I mean, the girl does, she's my little academic. She does very well in math. I mean, her career path is going to be bio research. You know, I think she's doing dual statistics, dual credit AP statistics. I mean, listen, the girl's got a beautiful mind, and you have a beautiful mind too. And I'm going to talk about some of Nelson's basics and talk about gifts that keep on giving. You know, I'm going to talk about the human factors and the five fundamentals. I think I'm going to go to page 13 in Nelson's Becoming Your Own Book. Yep, imagination. This is only about 1, 2, 3, 4. This is four printed pages in. And right at the very top, it says imagination. The infinite banking concept is an exercise in imagination, reason, logic, and prophecy. Okay, you have an imagination. It's okay to use it. Right. And Nelson said that in every seminar that he ever delivered that I attended, and I attended as many as I could, somewhere over 30, hosted him. I don't over 30. Anyway, I also heard the word prophecy, and I got another that'll be due for another episode, maybe. But imagination, reason, logic, and prophecy. You have a beautiful mind. Use it. Okay. But if you got to visualize something, if you need to see something, which I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad thing that you do. I'm not saying that. I'm not diminishing the fact and the idea that most of us are visual people. All right. And I've got a lot of good visuals available at no cost that live on the internet. And other people do too. My encouragement would be to go pull out your credit card statement, all right? And you want to visualize something, look at the interest that you're actually being paid or charged and you're actually paying on that. Now go look at every note that you have and do the calculations. Go to calculator.com or go on the internet, find a calculator site. Run some of your own amortization tables. Whether I don't care if it's an automobile or student loan, I don't care what it is, right? You want to see something? Go look at the interest that you're paying someone else. Go look at the interest that you're paying on money that did not exist until you signed the dotted line. You a visual person? God bless you. I am too. Start there. Go look at the interest that you're paying someone else, okay? And I mean that in an encouraging way. And if we talk about that for a minute, you know, I just pulled up a couple of stats, you know, on the old internet. The median sales price for a home in the United States today, or actually third quarter 2024. Yep, we're in the fourth quarter 2024 here. It's $420,000, which is up from $414,500 in the second quarter, and up. And $423,000 in the fourth quarter of 2023. Home prices in the United States are generally increasing over time. No question, the cost of everything generally increases over time when you have a fractional reserve banking system that we have today. My point here is, you look at that mortgage calculator. Let's say you're going to finance $400,000 on a 30-year mortgage at 6.69. So we'll say 6.7, right? That means that you would take that $400,000 and you'd repay principal and interest over 30 years. And you're going to pay a total of $929,000 in payments. $529,000 of that is interest, right? How about looking at that? You want to see something, go see that. Oh, well, James, you know, you can do a 15-year mortgage. Oh, yes, you can. $400,000. same interest rate over a 15-year time period. You're going to pay $635,000 in payments, $235,000 in interest. Oh, aren't you the sharpest guy in the world, Dave Ramsey, whatever financial guru says? Oh, do the 15-year, do the 15-year. Oh, really? Like, that's a big deal? You paid, let's see, on the 30-year, same example, $2,500 a month in a mortgage payment. 15 years is $3,500 in a mortgage payment. All right. So, not quite, but about $1,000 difference, right? Go see what that $1,000 difference would do. Say you got a 30-year mortgage. My point here is you take $1,000 that you would have paid to the lender, right? On a 15-year mortgage, you take that $1,000 differential and go put it to some kind of rate of return and see what that produces, okay? And my whole point for even bringing that up, you know, the only thing that changed between these two functions and it's atrocious and very prevalent in the financial world, especially in the life insurance business. You know, you're trying to compare. This is not an apples to apples comparison, a 30-year mortgage and a 15-year mortgage. It's not at all. So there are only five inputs, right? Present value, future value, interest rate, the time, right? And then the payment. You change any one of those factors, and then it's not an apples to apples comparison. And so I don't want to make this, I'm not even trying to make this a mortgage episode, although after pulling this stuff up 15 or 20 minutes ago, I'm probably going to wind up doing a mortgage, you know, episode because I think it needs to be done. I want to say it, and I think it needs to be heard. So I'll do a mortgage episode. My point here is, if you're a visual person and you've got to start somewhere, you got to start somewhere if you're going to go anywhere, right? Don't get the knowledge just for the sake of having knowledge. Get the knowledge so it can be applied, right? But if you got to look at the numbers, go start and look at those numbers that you're losing by not controlling the banking function, by abdicating your responsibility of performing the banking function, which is the very essence of becoming your own banker, is who is controlling the banking function in your life as it relates to you, right? Okay. And I say that in all love and encouragement, I assure you. Okay. Yeah, so don't fall off. You know, if I back up into the financial environment, you know, these people, not these people, I'm not in a moral judgment saying that these are bad. This is just what goes on. You know, people change, make a few adjustments, and it's like talking about universal life and whole life. There's not apples to apples comparisons. There's not. I'm not talking about, oh, well, I can get a rate of return over here in the stock market. What's the rate of return in the life insurance policy? That's not really an apples to apples comparison. You know, can you have those debates and those arguments? Yeah, absolutely. And I get it. It requires a bunch of visuals to get some people across the finish line of implementing this idea of becoming your own banker if you wish to do so. And I was talking to my good friend Doug the other day. We talk about it all the time. I've attributed this to my good friend Gina up in the New England States. You know, she's an agent advisor, very experienced, knowledgeable. She told me, or I heard her say one time several years ago, James, if you got it, because her mentor told her these words, and she was sharing them with me, right? Another gift that keeps on giving, right? Knowledge, transferring knowledge. What a gift. She's like, James, if you have to drag him in, you have to drag him around. And you know what? I've dragged a lot of people across the finish line in my life, you know, trying to do the right thing, wanting the very best for them. And I'm not going to drag people around. It's okay to be free and independent. Now, I know I'm taking the visual thing to a bit of an extreme, but I'm doing it on purpose, right, to make a point. Right, it's okay to be visual, no problem. Right, let's look at what's really going on, because whenever you know what's going on, you'll know what to do. Okay, so if you look at all this, James, I'm drowning in debt and I'm drowning in interest. You know, what do I do? Okay, then you engage, right, with somebody who's able and competent and knowledgeable that is willing to help you and has the ability to help you. And you're looking at him, one of them, right? And so I would encourage you to go to bankingwithlife.com, click on there, become a client, learn more, call us 1-800. I don't know what the number is, but it's on the website. Send me an email, james@bankingwithlife. I have a whole team here of people that are not practicing on you. They're not practicing on our clients. And they actually, you know, most of them here that have been here over, 5 years, actually knew Nelson, right? Hosted him in our office. Just saying, these people here understand the infinite banking concept, understand how to integrate it into our clients' lives, understand how to educate them or encourage them to consider different points, right? And they're all willing to help you. What if, oh my gosh, Narvana, somebody who's knowledgeable and willing to help you for your own benefit? Yeah. So, send us an email, give us a call. You know, if you want to implement the infinite banking concept as taught by Nelson Nash, as influenced by our Nelson Nash, and yes, I've been influenced by Nelson Nash, right? Met him in 2004, I believe. Tried to be his water boy after a couple of years. You know, we just met somebody. You can't just be their water boy right out of the bat. But after a couple of years, you know, Nelson and I, you know, we became quite good friends. He used to call me his favorite adopted son. You know, I've been called a lot of things, and I really appreciate that one thing that I was called by Nelson Nash. Speaking of that, you know, I kind of talked about that at our event that we had in October 2024. You know, we give out what's called the Lone Rangers Award, and there's a whole, just look up Lone Ranger, you know, in Nelson's book. Anyway, and the gentleman that received it, you know, Michael, he calls me the godfather. You know, I love that. So I've been called a lot of things is my point. I know I'm taking a sidetrack, but, you know, Nelson did call me his favorite adopted son, and I greatly appreciated that. Also appreciated being called the godfather is all I'm saying. My people here, our people here, our team here at Banking with Life know, understand the infinite banking concept. We know the companies to work with. I'm not saying one company's good, one company's bad. They all are what they are. We know the best companies to practice the infinite banking concept with in North America. Right. So if you're around the world, I can't really help you unless you come to the U.S. I mean, there are certain circumstances where you can become a client. You know, we have clients all around the world. I'm just saying the best life insurance companies exist in North America to practice this concept with. Okay. All right. And I'm not even trying to be overly promotional, but if you want to become your own banker, if you want to learn how to become your own banker properly without gimmicks, then this is a place to be. Bankingwithlife.com, james@bankingwithlife. You can go to my team at Banking with Life. Just come and we will help you. Okay. Some of the other gifts that keep on giving that I want to talk about, and I've already mentioned Nelson's work, right? The simplicity of his work. And then, you know, kind of shared a little bit of the statement that we hear all the time regularly. I got to see the numbers. Okay. I understand that we're visual. Perfect. And I'm, my encouragement to you though, right, is go look at the interest that you're paying now. Take a step back and see what's going on before you take a step forward, right, and implement this idea. Educate yourself. How do you do that? Becoming your own banker. Nelson's book. Easy. I keep saying simple. 92 pages, big print, lots of illustrations, some blank pages. This is simple. Man, this will make the erudite angry and the academic angry. That'll make the Austrian angry and the libertarian, not make them angry, but they'll say, oh, yeah, I'm libertarian. No, it's simple. All right. And it doesn't have to be complicated. The idea of finance in your life. I mean, this is Austrian economics at the you and me level. I don't understand why the Austrians can't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. But hey, that's the way it is. All right. So I want to point out here, part two in Nelson's book, The Human Problems. You know, you got to see a visual. Just close your eyes and visualize some of the human problems, right? Really sudden. All right. Where there's anything of value, there's going to be a thief that shows up. You accumulate money anywhere, and Uncle Guido is going to show up. All right, so just walk through that. The golden rule. You know, we all know the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Yeah, well, the golden rule also in finance is he who has the gold makes the rules. So if you don't have any money, you need to get some. If you don't have any discipline, you need to get some. And if you do get some discipline and you do get some money, then you might ought to get some knowledge on where to accumulate that money so you can control the banking function. Then we go on page 34. Right now, Willie Sutton's Law 29, Golden Rule 31, The Arrival Syndrome 34. You, the financial guru, oh my gosh, I get emails and hear from clients, prospective clients all the time. You know, the smartest people in the world must be financial advisors. They must be because they know every dang thing. All right, don't be one of them. All right, don't the arrival syndrome. You already know. You can't learn anything. You already know everything. I have just described the average financial guru. And my encouragement is don't be one of them. All right. It was Nelson's too. I love that, the arrival syndrome. You can't learn anything. You want to? What's some old guy going to talk to me, tell me about, you know, life insurance in a 92-page book? A dang lot. Okay. Then use it or lose it. That's I love it. Use it or lose it, right? If you don't use it, you'll lose it. That's a natural law. Just tie your arm behind your back for about 9 months, if you can make it that long, and see if you can ever use that arm again. All right, either use it or lose it. And then there's some real biblical principles to that. And there are biblical principles to all of this. Anyway, so very simple. Those are the main problems. That's the main problem. It's not that you can't see how a life insurance policy illustrates, and an illustration is not going to solve that idea that you have in your mind that you can't see it. A life insurance illustration is not going to solve that. I don't believe it'll solve that at all. Understanding of what's really going on in the big wide world and in your personal financial situation, in your personal economics, in your family economics, in your family finance, understanding what's going on there. That is where the solution is, in my opinion. Once you see that, you see a problem. If there's no problem, perfect. There's no problem. But if you see that you're not controlling the banking function and you understand, I guess before that, if you understand what the banking function could do for you, that's some visual, James. I can't see that. I'm just saying a life insurance illustration I don't think is going to solve that. It might help you, right? But it's not going to solve that. So if you want to look at something, go focus on the money that's flowing away from you and then put a rate of return to that and calculate that over 30 years. All right, see what it's going to cost you to continue doing what you're doing. Start there. And then learn, right, educate yourself, expand your thinking when it comes to the infinite banking concept with the original works, becoming your own banker. Building Your Warehouse of Wealth, Nelson's second book. All right, the third book, How Privatized Banking Really Works, Nelson's 6.5-hour video series. It's available through download or hard copy. Start there. All right. Oh, did I mention this channel alone has over 414 videos at no cost? Who has time for all that? Dang, I don't know where I got the time to put all that together over the last few years. But thank God it happened. All right. That resource is free to you. Right? There's a cost to everything. It's free to you. Okay. Then the simplicity. I'm like, look at the interest that's going away from you. Understand where you can increase your understanding about the infinite banking concept. I just went through that. Then consider the five human problems. You know, I mean, don't get stuck on those. Don't get stuck on the illustrations in this book. Go through that book a couple of times, but go back and settle on the human factors. All right, I'm telling you, it'll help you. And then the backdrop is always the fundamentals that Nelson shared before he graduated. You know, it wasn't like this. He shared this on his deathbed. He talked about this for years. Think long range. Think long range. Think long range. Most people can't think past next week, next month, next year. Think long range. Number two, don't be afraid to capitalize, i.e. don't be afraid to pay a premium, right? But, however, my encouragement is at least know the product that you're buying if you're going to pay for it. If you're going to pay a life insurance premium, you're going to buy a death benefit, accumulate capital with a mutual company that pays dividends, contract that you can control. Oh, my gosh. Control. Woo. What another gift. Okay. Understand the product. Understand your product that you own, what you can do, what you can't do, what happens if you do and what happens if you don't. And then don't steal the peas. Number three, don't steal the peas. Be an honest banker. This idea that you can collateralize a life insurance policy and you know, pay a high premium, get a high cash value, collateralize it forever is a fallacy. It's a train wreck waiting to happen. The longer it goes, the uglier that train wreck will be. All right? Don't let some good, polished, good-looking, smooth-talking presenter – I shouldn't say good-looking. There aren't any good-looking agents out in the big, wide world. Don't let some good-looking presentation sway you or convince you different. Then number four, don't do business with banks. Don't be dependent upon third-party lenders. You know, Nelson said don't do business with the banks outside of savings and checking. Don't borrow their money. Oh, wait, it wasn't their money. It didn't exist until you signed the John Henry. Think about that. You know, it's like, my gosh, the money didn't exist until you collateralized everything that you have in your future production to the extent that they required for that loan. Then they created these digits out of thin air and then charged you interest on digits that didn't exist. Man, how much of that do you want? Well, when you want to be free, you want to be free financially, this is the solution, not only for you, but for your family, your future generations. Yeah, that's possible. And then number five is rethink your thinking, right? And it's okay to revisit these things, you know, these fundamentals, these basics. It's okay to revisit them, the human factors. Look, Willie Sutton's Law, this part two, Nelson's book, Becoming Your Own Banker, The Human Problems, page 28. Willie Sutton's Law, page 29. Golden Rule, 31. The Arrival Syndrome, page 34. Use It or Lose It, page 35. Then Nelson's Fundamentals, number one, think long range. Number two, don't be afraid to capitalize. Number three, don't steal the peas. Number four, don't do business with banks. Number five, rethink your thinking. And what a gift it is to have some fundamentals that we can embrace, return to, and adhere to, and make adjustments whenever, you know, we get off the path. We got to return to them, make the adjustments to get back on the path. What a gift. What a gift that Nelson left us. Look, he became a life insurance agent in 1964. He was an economist, an Austrian economist. He was a forester, educated as a forester. All right. And we went into the forestry business. All right. He was a Christian. He was a real estate investor, you know, timber. He loved raw land, timber, forestry. And he was a life insurance agent. So he became a life insurance agent in 1964, right? He published the book in 2000. He was a life insurance agent for 36 years. The man knows something about life insurance. Oh, and he was a real estate investor for longer. And he was a forester before that. And he became an Austrian economist through all that. And he writes a 92-page book. Now, just think of, and I'm bringing that out, the 36 years of experience that he put in this 92-page book. And you want me to show you something to help you see how you can implement it? I don't know if I can. I've made efforts and I'll continue to make efforts, but I don't know if I can, right? And if I can't, thank goodness this work is already done. There's a place that you can go and gather up some imagination, reason, logic, and prophecy. All right. And I just want to really be encouraging, you know, the that's ultimately, you know, I want to be very encouraging. I've encouraged you on what to buy and consume. I've encouraged you to reach out to us if you'd like to implement this to get started. You know, it's true financial autonomy whenever you can control the banking function. And I'm just saying, you have got to get beyond the noise of a life insurance policy, the rate of return compared to every investor out there that wants you to be trading stocks, bonds, money markets, or not money markets, but Forex and crypto. All of that is great. You want to control the banking function? This is how you do it. You want to become wealthy? You can do that by controlling the banking function and whatever it is you're already doing, hopefully using your God-given abilities and talents. Okay, so at the end of the day, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. I wish you the very best, and I appreciate you listening. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.